Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy, happy Friday to you, 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 and you. Well, this is another spectacular day. Perception is everything. Your mind guides your decisions. It guides your choices. It guides how you feel. Can you imagine? Even your feelings are guided by your very own mindset. Well, it is amazing. The more I learn about the power of our mind, the more I am convinced that you need to be on this call each and every morning, because the more I research, the more I discover, it's the things that are going to help you live your dreams, achieve the goals in life that you set for yourself, not somebody else's goals, not the goals that somebody else sets for your life. But I've learned so many things about mastering goal setting, because there are people who have different schools of thought about setting goals and how to achieve them. And then there are those who don't believe in so much setting goals. But me personally, I have seen the power of goal setting work in my life. I've seen the power of the law of attraction work in my life. I've seen the power of the law of affiliation work in my life. The people that you are affiliated with say a lot about what you're going to end up with. The people that you affiliate with says a lot, if not everything, about what you are going to end up with. So you could either be around people that are going to launch you into your super dynamic destiny, or you're going to affiliate with people who will help you stay stuck, stifled, and just going nowhere. It's your choice. It's your choice. But your mind is what's going to help you get there. Either you're going forward, you're going full speed ahead, or you're standing still, or worse yet, even going backwards. But I suspect we are on the brink of a time period like never before when people want to be launched forward. You know, there's one thing about tragedies and devastations and things as such as we find right now in this, with our economy and the global, what's happening on the global scene, and happening in the, for the global players. You know, we're a global society now. No more is it just a domestic situation. It is now global. We are doing business because of the internet and because of other technologies and innovations. We are able to connect with people in other nations and countries and continents in record time. It's like there's no time delay. There used to be, there was a day delay and things of that nature, and banks were able to get, when they would close the business on Fridays or at the end of the day here in the United States, typically they could take that same money, millions of dollars, and invest it overseas and make an investment and get what they've invested plus then some back into their bank by 9 o'clock in the morning when they open for you to come and get your money. But technology put an end to all of that because stock markets and markets and all of that stuff, 24 hours, okay? It's been that for a while now, but got to stay up on some things like that. But the economy is absolutely global. The opportunities, oh my goodness, are so endless. I mean, just, you know what, one day, at least for those of you who would like to, we're going to assume, we're going to just take a trip over into the United Nations in New York City. We're going to go over there and go to one of their conferences. They have seminars constantly about the global perspective, and we need to go. I went to one last year, and myself and about six other women. It was amazing. Oh, I'll never forget it. There were thousands of people there. People were lining up outside. People were coming from all over the world to attend. It was an economic summit, and it was held by a Pastor Sunday Adelaja, and he is out of, I think he's from Nigeria, but he may live somewhere in the UK because he runs one of the largest churches in the world. And so I got a chance to meet him. I got a chance to shake his hand and actually say to him, I would love to somehow work in your ministry at some point in time. A very, very down-to-earth person, though he has a congregation of like 500,000, if not probably more by now. And his beautiful wife, she was also there, very young, barely 40, just very, 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 very intelligent person, but also a pastor. So we're going to New York, we're going to do that, but because we are right in the throes of such a huge, huge, huge movement and revolution in terms of business owners, entrepreneurs, talent is at an all-time high. If you have any kind of talent, hone it in, get it right, any type of management skills, if you're able to manage and analyze and lead leaders, we need leaders like never before. If you see any seminar and the word leader is attached to the seminar or the conference or the symposium, run. Run to that conference. Get yourself in. I'm going to be hosting all next year, 2011, is going to be our year to build our capacity. Before you can go up, you must go wide and deep. I love what Dr. Kimbrough says, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. We got to get beyond our thinking. Again, every time I get ready to pay for something or someone that I'm trying to put something forth and people say to me, I don't have it. When we are, you can say that once or twice, okay? I don't have $20. I don't have $40. But you know what? We got to move out. I said this a year and a half ago when I joined Artists International. That was my main why. You know, everybody, when you join those multi-level marketing companies, they make you come up with a why. Why are you doing this? And that was my why that made me do it, is because I said, I just cannot live in the mindset to be saying, I don't have $20, or I don't have $30, or I don't have $40. That's ridiculous. And, you know, I'm not beating anybody up, but I'm just saying for me, for myself, that's what I said. I said, no way, I'm not doing it anymore. Done that long enough. We have to get to that millionaire mindset. We must get there. And 2011 is going to be our year that we're going to bust into that. We're beyond thinking we can't do it, because here's the thing. If we think we can't, we can't. If we think we won't, we won't. If we think we're not supposed to because we're Christians or believers or this or this or that, guess what? We won't. Therefore, we won't be able to make any real impact in the world. We won't be able to really make any real impact, even when it comes to doing missionary work. Listen, I would love, I've even had offers to come to other countries. And not just to, you know, yes, there are some scams out there, but it's not just scams. I watch enough Christian television and see people travel to other countries and know that some of that is real. And I know some ministers, pastors, evangelists, and what have you who do this already. So they want people to come. I mean, but we want to be, and they want you there because of your ministry. You may have a ministry to help people who are on drugs. You may have a ministry to help the lunatic. You may have a ministry to help people who have lost their mind. All kinds of ministries out here. People who are in grave depression. There are people who are so, their self-esteem is so low from maybe the customs of their region or the custom of their nation. So people need what you may have. But how can we even get, can't even take a flight to go and to speak life into people? So it's not just about having money stored up in a bank so that we can sit around somewhere and think we've done something. I'm not talking about that. That's maybe someone else's team is doing that. But I'm talking about having a mindset where we have enough money to go into our high schools and help our teenage girls, our teenage boys, help them get over the hump. Most of us, who, if you're beyond the age of 18 or so, you know there's a hump that some children, once they get to that hump, if they don't have any help getting over it, they will get lost, 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 lost. Well, today, my topic today is one of my favorite topics, emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence. What is it? That's what we're going to be talking about today. What is emotional intelligence, and what does it mean for you? What do you need to know about it? So we're going to be talking about today. So good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, if you just tuned in to the show, good morning in the chat room. Good morning to those of you on the switchboard. Great, great, awesome morning to those of you who will tune in later. And please, if you desire to make a comment, to ask a question, all you have to do is hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone lines, and you can take it away. Now, this is Friday. We have an awesome, awesome retreat coming up. Just back to a little preliminaries for a second. The retreat starts tonight, 6 o'clock at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, New Jersey. And then Saturday, all day, starting at 6 a.m., prayer, 7 o'clock fitness workout, 9 o'clock we'll begin with a continental breakfast, and then we'll take it away with workshops to empower you, to inform you. See, we're in an information age, in case you didn't know. This is the age of information now. The more knowledge you get, the more you can improve yourself. The more you improve yourself, the better you can improve others around you. Anyone who is not improving the people around them are going to be left behind in this next move, in this next season. That's what time it is. If you're on the job and it's no longer going to be acceptable, except in the companies that aren't really all that, but in the top companies, the top 100 or so best companies to work for will be those companies where leaders are empowering, developing, and motivating. If you're not doing that, you're not going to be a company that's a superstar and a super performer, because in order to have real innovation, in order to have real progress in your organization, to really make profits, to really impact the bottom line, you're going to have to be able to develop people. And without having developed yourself, you have really no chance of developing others. There's no such thing. you know, you developing them, but you're not developed. That won't work. You must get developed so that you can develop and empower others. So we're going to be talking about this for the rest of the year, all the rest of this year, all next year. That's what it's going to be about. You better get on board. All I can say is the train has already left the station. It's already left the station, and I am so excited to be on board. I'm also very excited to talk about emotional intelligence, and I really should have been talking about this all along because it is certainly one of my favorite topics. And emotional intelligence, you know, you have IQ, your intelligence quotient, and that's where people say, oh, their IQ is very high, they're very intelligent, they'll be very successful in life academically and in things very analytical and things like that. Then there were people whose IQ was low, and they may say that this person will have challenges in various areas if they don't get help and make some changes. Well, that's as it related to a person's intellect, their ability to reason and be very logical and make decisions and things like that, able to organize their numbers and many other pieces are attached to intelligence quotient. But now EQ, emotional intelligence, well, it's a different story. And it has to do with, it's really a very, very interesting topic. And you definitely are not going to get all that you need to know about it in this show today. So you're going to continue your studies and your learning in this area, emotional intelligence. And it has these five areas that it focuses on. There's these five areas that it focuses on. And there's a book, and some of you who know there's a book, maybe you've read the book, maybe your company studied and taught the book, which is where I learned in 1997. They invited, so the book isn't new, it's not a new concept, but for some people, maybe they've never heard of it. But they, at the college where I used to work, Essex County College, I still work there part-time, but I don't want to confuse people because you hear me talking about it, and then I say I used to work there, so I don't want to confuse people. So, yes, I still work there on a part-time basis, but I used to work there full-time. But back in 97, they invited all of us, instructors and anyone who worked with students and just anybody who works, they invited us all to Rutgers University where Mr. Daniel Goldman was there presenting the topic and talking about the book and all the parts. And at that point, it was, you know, pretty new. It was kind of a new concept. And it was very, very interesting. The place was packed. Everybody wanted to know about this new groundbreaking theory on self-development, so to speak, self-development, self-help. And it went, you know, went all across the nation. It was the cover of Time magazine, and of course, all the big. He even ended up on the Oprah Winfrey Show, talking about this emotional intelligence, and it really has a lot to do. And at work, one of the reasons it was so important is because people at work, there were a lot of conflicts in, you know, conflict with management and staff, conflict from staff to staff, conflict in various levels of leadership. And people were, how they were managing the conflict demonstrated that their emotional intelligence was very low. People being stressed out, people being maybe even fired and let go because you're working with someone who does not have a handle on high emotional intelligence, or somebody doesn't have high emotional intelligence. But emotional intelligence is what it really is. I'm just going to give you the bottom line, then I'm going to back up to some of the points. And today we need it like never before because of the economy and everything that's happening with jobs and careers and success. We need it today like never before. So I want to be part of the move that's resurrecting this topic of emotional intelligence. And basically, it's about how well we have the ability to understand others and understand ourselves. First, I need to understand myself. What's my emotional state? You know, am I angry? Am I disappointed? Am I all the various emotional states that I could be in. I need to understand that. But then I also need to understand others that I'm working around. You know, politicians. You could be a salesperson. You might be a teacher, other clinicians. And definitely, come on, if you're in the church, you need this like you don't need, like you really need it bad. And so emotional intelligence now is going to be your, if you have high emotional intelligence, then you have this almost a supernatural, this great ability to always be looking inward and seeing how you're handling conflict, challenges, situations, and that you're handling it. Sure, we get angry. Sure, we get upset. Sure, we get frustrated. But we don't stay there. You don't stay there for a week, a month, a year even. Some people are like angry. Years have already gone by. They're still angry at something that happened years ago. And, you know, we have to get to a place where things will make us upset. Things will come and, you know, knock us off our feet. But we got to be able to get back up very, very quickly. The loss of a loved one. Someone does something to hurt you. Someone, you know, got to snap out of it very, very quick. That's what being emotionally intelligent is about. So not just academically intelligent, not just mentally intelligent, but now we have to be intelligent about our emotions. And the only way we're going to do that is that we're going to have to learn about our emotions. And we're going to have to learn that one of the things we need to know about them is that we have some control over that. In other words, if you really want to be successful in life, you have to have high emotional intelligence, okay? And your emotional intelligence is your ability to understand other people. You have to understand what motivates them. You have to understand how they work. We want to be able to empathize with people, and we have to be able to work cooperatively with them. And there are some areas, like I said, there are some key areas. There are five key areas to emotional intelligence. So I'm going to give you these five key areas for those of you who don't know them, or maybe you've forgotten, but listen to this, and now you will see why I'm so excited about this topic. And I'm so excited about pushing this agenda and getting the word out there, especially to leaders, business owners, managers, supervisors, pastors, heads of church organizations, people who are in the community, politicians, statespeople. I got to push this thing. Listen to this. This is why every leader needs this, and they need it bad. The number one area that deals with emotional intelligence is self-awareness. And that's a problem with so many people. That's why so many people don't know how to understand others, don't know how to treat others, don't know how to work cooperatively together on a team, because they lack self-awareness. And even the scripture said an unexamined life is a life that's not even worth living. So we can't just go around without examining ourselves. And you can't say, well, I'm too busy. Well, I'm the pastor of the church, so I can't do it. I got too many other things to do. Or I'm the principal of the school. I don't have time to sit down and examine myself. Or I'm the head of the organization of this, 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 and that, so I don't have time. No, 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 no. That won't work. You got to make time. As the leader, that's your job, is to make time to be self-aware of who you are. And there are tests, there's assessments. Certainly in the coaching sessions that I'll be doing, we have sessions there. In my book, Release Your Power, the second chapter is on self-awareness. That's what the second chapter is about, taking a look at you. Look at what makes you upset, what makes you happy, looking at where you're going in life and anything that has to do with your self-awareness. That's one of the major keys. There's five key components to emotional intelligence, and you'll see why. So a lot of the things that we get involved in, the conflict and the anger and being upset with people, living in unforgiveness, not being able to get along with our coworkers, members of the church, members of the board, all this stuff, all of that, is a lot of it is tied into self-awareness. If we would only be aware of who we are and how we think and how we feel, we could squash a whole lot of conflict, okay? So that's number one. And believe me, I am speaking from direct experience. I've been in the worst situations because of a grave lack of self-awareness. However, through training and reading books like this, and going to seminars and workshops, not that I'm a junkie, I'm not a self-awareness junkie, I'm not a self-help junkie. However, we need to be healthy with it. And it's just like in any other area of our health, we want to be at the top of our game. So part two of the five parts is self-regulation. We must be able to regulate our emotions, our feeling. We must be able to, in other words, handle our emotions. We must be able to know what's behind the way that I'm feeling. What's behind my fears? What's behind my anger? And what's behind my sadness? And once I know that, now I can manage it and I can regulate it. I can manage it. You know, they say in business, we say, what gets measured gets managed. So if we can measure it, we can say that we can look at it, we can think about it, now we can manage it. But if you just go along not even aware of when you're sad, when you're happy, when you're angry, when you're fearful, if we just try to act like it doesn't exist, doesn't help the problem, doesn't make it go away. There is no way, I don't understand, I've seen people like this, and I've tried it before, but it didn't work too well for me. But, you know, you like to say on the job, you're on the job and you work with a group of people, 2, 3, 4, 5, 20, however many, and you go to, especially when it's a small group, that's really bad, or even a church, how are you going to go in a confrontational mode every day? I'm sorry, that's just bad health. That's bad for your health. To be in a state of stress and confrontation every day that you go to work? My God, or, you know, at least church you're there once a week, but my goodness, somewhere where you go 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, and to be in a state of confrontation with a manager or a coworker or people on the job or suppliers or whatever, that we can't have that. So if you're tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, if you're a part of anything that, you know, Coach Lalisa is doing, Coach Lalisa, Minister Lalisa, however you want to look at it, you're doing, if you're a part of anything that I'm doing, we're not going to be there, okay? Maybe you're with some other teams that don't look at that, but my team, we're going to look at that. Anybody that's teaming up with me, any team that I'm on, we're going to address negative emotions. I have a whole workshop on that, how to move people beyond them. Okay, we know they're there for a reason. We understand that. They come for a purpose, but then after that, we have to learn how to move on and do something different. So part two is that we have to have self-regulation. Now, so part one, self-awareness. Part two, self-regulation. That's managing ourselves. You know, I was doing some studies not too long ago about management and why people leave jobs, why people quit and things like that. And they said that 80% of people quit their manager. They don't quit the company. They quit their manager, 80% of people. And, you know, so we really got to manage ourselves much better in these organizations, on these jobs. So we got to do some self-regulation, which is self-management. And they said that people, you can't manage people. People manage themselves. And so sometimes you have these managers who are so controlling, and it's bad business. And trying to manage somebody, people manage themselves. And what we have to do is have this high emotional intelligence where we're able to have a great interpersonal relationship with the people on our staff, the people that we're working around, so that we can understand them, so that we are able, so we're able to empathize with them if they're working on projects or if they're part of a team, and we're able to work cooperatively with them, creating a very productive and high-performing environment. We want high performance, even in the household. Even if you don't work and you are a stay-at-home mother or stay-at-home father, even in our households, we still need to have high-performing environments. You have to, even if you do not work or own your own business, you still need to be, you still need to have high emotional intelligence just to be a family member, to be a sibling. I have 6 brothers and sisters. You still have to manage. You still have to manage your own emotions. You can't be in a family letting your emotions run wild. You're upset about something that happened when you were 10. You're still mad about something that happened when you were 5 and you're now 55. Come on. That's 50 years that you've been in bondage. You're still mad about something that happened when you were 5 and you're now 55. You've been in bondage for 50 years. Because when you're upset about things like that, that's what it is. It's bondage. Being angry, being unforgiving, doesn't hold the other person in bondage. You hold yourself in bondage. The other person is free, gone on doing what they're going to do. They, you know, about their business. It's bondage. Don't put yourself in bondage. Get set free. The third thing is motivation. I know you know that's my favorite. Love motivation. I love I don't know why. Well, I guess I do know why. Part of it is what I learned as a child. My mother was a motivational speaker, and that's where I first learned about motivation and motivational speakers. Some of you know the story. I told the story before. Yes, 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 yes. Good morning, dear Kiva. Good morning. Great morning to you. Yeah, I learned about it, and my mother would come home with all these various motivational quotes, and she had books on motivation around the house. Though I didn't read much of them, but I at least read the title. I had to move it out of the way. But she would come home and do little motivational scenarios with us, or I would hear her on the phone with her coworkers and or supervisors talking about, I don't know, maybe a lot of it was because my mother was a manager, and I guess all managers need to know about motivation, because on a job where you're a manager and leader, the first topic is how to motivate your staff to get the work done. And unfortunately, most managers, though they go to seminars, they still don't know how to do it. Well, that's unfortunate, but don't worry. We're here, Performance Strategies Unlimited, my training company. We'll be there to teach you how to motivate your staff, how to motivate yourself, how to move forward. So I just thought I'd throw that out there for free. But motivation, wow, I love it. And then I went into the military at age 23, and we got off the boat. I mean, the boat, yeah, right. We got on a plane from Ohio. They took us to Miami, Florida. They always make sure you get there at midnight for some odd reason, so just to test your endurance and what have you and your attitude. They get you there at midnight, and then they keep you up all night with a bunch, giving you all the rules and regulations of boot camp, and there are a lot. So here we are at midnight, and the first thing they hit us with when we got off the bus is motivation. They told us that this is going to be your, you know, second big thing here while you're in the military. The second biggest thing in the military is motivation. The first biggest thing, and this is why military people act a certain way. If you've ever worked around military people or been around military people, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or maybe you've been in the military yourself. The first biggest thing that they teach you is motivation. The second is motivation. The second biggest thing they teach you is about attitude. That's the first thing, attitude. They don't say it like attitude is everything, but they could, because that's what it was. I mean, I heard that word the first time I stepped off the bus down in Orlando. That's where the boot camp was that I went to. That's all, and every day since then, that's all I ever heard. Attitude, attitude. And in other words, they were saying, don't give us a bad one, because all the people in the military who get in trouble or get reprimanded, any friends you have, The reason why is because of a bad attitude. The military does not play that. You can get away with a lot of stuff in the military. In boot camp, you can get away with some few things, but attitude ain't one of them. So that's why, you know, a lot of people who go in the military, if you notice, when they come out, they typically will have a good attitude, if nothing else. They may not be perfect. I ain't saying that. But trust me, you are not going to really find a lot of military people with a bad attitude unless they got kicked out. And if they got kicked out, it's because of their attitude, for the most part, unless they were hurt or injured or things like that. But more than likely, it was the attitude will get you in trouble in the military. And then the second thing that will get you in trouble is the lack of motivation. And then I was in the Navy, and what I was taught, if you're not motivated, you're like a foreigner to them. Like, they don't want to deal with you, because who are you to not be motivated? Like, every day they taught on motivation, because they understood motivation better than a lot of companies, that motivation is the drive in people to get something done. So if they need you to stand on the front line in a war, they need you to know, they want you to be motivated to be there. If they need you to, you know, fix, you know, airplanes on an aircraft carrier in the middle of the sea at sub-zero weather, they need you to be motivated to be there. So they dealt a lot with motivation. Well, I just threw that part in. So motivation is the number three thing in the five parts of emotional intelligence. Number four is you have to have empathy. You must be able to be sensitive to others' feelings. And I can say I've met a lot of women like Miss Kiva, Miss Tina, and some of you that I have not yet met that I'm sure I will meet, Miss Adele Foster and Miss, you know, Pastor Anita Bethia, and so many other powerful women in my life, Miss D. Cunningham, so many women. I could just name names and names and names. And Miss Elaine Haskins, there's just so many of you. You have that one down pat. But you need to make sure you got all of these down pat, because you want a very high score in emotional intelligence. And here I am today on Blog Talk Radio on the Coach Alicia Show, breaking it down. Maybe you read the book already. That's great. That's wonderful. But for those of you who have not read the book, I'm breaking it down for you. You can still go get the book, but I am giving you the gist of it. Still go get the book, read the book, watch the movie, do whatever you need to do. But I'm giving you the five key areas, and I'm showing you in these areas what it should look like and how you can make that happen for you, how you can increase your number one, self-awareness, number two, how you can self-regulate your emotions and manage them, number three, is how you can motivate yourself, how you can channel your emotions. Listen, you got fear, anger. I know you do, because I got it too. There's every day I might get angry about something, but I'm not going to stay there. I'm not, you know, I don't hang my hat and put pictures on the wall and plan to move in and hang out for a couple of years. No. So we're going to get angry about something. But then what we can do then, with high emotional intelligence, is we can channel those emotions toward a goal. How about that? Channel that fear, the frustration, and the anger. That's all that's energy. Let's channel that energy to achieving a goal. So how about let's get mad enough to get that degree. Let's get angry enough to start that business. Let's get so frustrated with the school system that you go start your own school. Let's get so mad at what they're doing in your local states and governments and what have you that you will go run for office. How about that? Let's get so afraid that the economic outcome and outlook is so bad that you go try to start the business where you're going to hire hundreds and thousands of people. How about that? How about we take our emotional state, our anger, our fear, our frustrations, and channel it toward a goal? How about that? See, that's what high emotional intelligence will do for us. And then we have to, like we said, to be empathetic. Empathy, that's a major part. And that's being sensitive to other people's feelings, being concerned about them, taking in their perspective. Oh, I know we got our opinion, and oh, how we see it, and oh, it should be like this and look like that. But let's consider their perspective. If you're a parent, you may have teenagers, you may have young people in your life, maybe your spouse. You know, if you're a woman, you have a husband, or maybe not. Maybe your husband, you have a wife, or maybe not. But if you do, let's consider their perspective. You don't have to, but if you want to have high emotional intelligence, you do. And then last, the last one, number five, is about your social skills and how you handle relationships with other people in a social setting. What's your social competence? You know, looking at recognizing the feelings of other people. We said self-awareness, you're aware of your own feelings, but now we got to take it beyond us. We got to go broad with this. Now let's look at, and especially if you are a manager, supervisor, pastor, coach, leader, teacher, Sunday school teacher, whatever you might be, you may be the head of some association, maybe you're the head of some organization, you have to look at the emotions of others. You want to have high social competence. Your social skills should be great. Great communication skills. This is where communication skills are going to come in very, very, very helpful. How are we communicating? And what I've learned about communication is that one of the keys to communication, and is often a barrier to great communication, is the word clarity, clear. Sometimes communication is bad simply just because it's not clear. Now, I know Fridays we let people shout out their business, what business you're doing, what, and so you can certainly do that. If you have any comments about this emotional intelligence, what do you think about it? If you read the book, what, you know, what thoughts do you have? And I welcome your comments. The phone lines are open. You just hit your number one key. I will open your phone lines, join the discussion. If you're in the chat room, post your comment about this. And I will certainly read it to the listener, to those who are listening, so that they can hear as well. The phone lines are open. It's your time to either shout out your business and or make comments, questions, outburst. And don't forget the retreat this weekend. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Starting today, you're just a few hours away from a retreat like you won't believe. Power packed, filled with power, energy. Oh my God, we are going to be moving very swiftly, very swiftly. We're getting prepared. 2011, we're launching people into their dreams, into their destiny. We're moving. It's going to be like a mastermind group where we're going to be coming together. No jealousies. Nobody afraid of somebody getting more than them. I'm going to just go on record. I am sick and tired of those type of people, and especially women. I am just sick of it. So I said, God, you have to move me beyond that. Please move me beyond it first. I had to do that, y'all. That's that self-awareness. Thank you. I said, God, make me over first and move me beyond that. And so what did God do? He allowed me to meet Pastor Phyllis Johnson down in Dallas, Texas, when she had the first retreat back in 2000 and I believe 2003 or 4, and that was her first retreat title. Beyond the Veil, I'll never forget it. It was, we gotta reveal and strip down, get into, because Beyond the Veil, and now in our mindset, is telling us, okay, we're going to go into the presence of God, right? That's what, when you hear that, Beyond the Veil, Behind the Veil, that's what you think about, is to be in the presence of God. And you know, when you're in his presence, there can be no flesh, none. None of this, oh, they hurt me, and oh, my feelings are hurt. All that stuff has to go away. oh, I'm mad at this one and this one and that one because of this, 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 and that. No, because there's no flesh there, and our flesh is what we're filling all this stuff with. So she took us there, and we trained, and we were taught, and I came out of there, and, you know, again, we're in the presence of God, and we know we can't have all that junk. And I came away from there on that mission. So the mission continued. And each year she had another topic similar to that. And then I began to go to other workshops and seminars that dealt with it. So I just don't want to be there. But so this weekend, we ain't going to have that. And when women come together and you don't have that, it's powerful right there. It's powerful because then you can really be you. You can really be yourself. You can really shine. You really can. Because there's no one there trying to block you or stand in the way and show off, basically. So we won't be showing off, but we will be demonstrating. We will be demonstrating the power of God. And the power of God is awesome in all of our lives. In all of our lives, the power of God is awesome. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You could be locked up in prison. I tell people the story. We had a session in a prison, and we went in to do this major, like, you know, service for the women there. And this woman was in behind bars. She was so powerful in her teaching. We were all floored. Everybody was floored. It was about 20 of us. Our mouths were hung open at how here's a person locked up. And the power, oh my, it was just, every time I think about her, I mean, we were all just blown away. So it doesn't matter where you are. You could be anywhere. You could be on the moon. But the power of God is awesome wherever it is, wherever it is. So we thank God for you. Again, the phone line is open. I know Miss Tina's on the line. She's going to be doing a powerful seminar tomorrow, Saturday. I've already told you, tell your friends to come regardless. Get them there. Get them there. They're going to miss out if they're not there. They're going to miss out. I will be teaching from my book, Release Your Power, 8 strategies on how I got from prostitute to preacher, how I got from homeless to homeowner for almost 20 years. Even through the recession, even when others were getting foreclosed on their house, the strategies that it took to get from a high school dropout to working on a PhD and halfway through, I'm going to be doing a live demonstration on the 8 strategies in that book. Come, how I went from free seminars to paid seminars, how I went from no seminars to seminars. How I went from no dream to a dream to living my dream to helping others live theirs. But you can't stop at living yours. All right? That's self-actualization. We understand. And that's what Abraham Maslow, he stopped right there. But we got to go beyond. There's another step beyond living your dream. You got to help others live theirs. That's when you're really in another dimension. All in the book, how it happens. You got to come. You got to be there. Miss Elaine Haskins is going to be there dealing with our physical and our health. And she's got some stuff, y'all. This is a woman you need to be telling everybody you know, because she's a person who impacted my life so greatly when she introduced me to Kiva. A few years back, how awesome that meeting, oh, I can't even tell you how powerful that was. And then Kiva had me at a meeting with her Women of Destiny. These women received me. Then they had me back at another session. You got to come. You just got to come. So I see we have a phone line open. Let's take that caller. Good morning. Good morning. I know this is Tina. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, Tina, I am just excited. Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, and how are you?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm excited about this conference starting tonight and definitely excited about tomorrow. Okay.
And why are you... Why are you so excited about tomorrow, Tina? Tell us.
I am excited about tomorrow because I'll be speaking on being single, saved, and celibate, and being happy with it. So,
I know, right? I've been putting it out there. I said, this lady going to be talking about being single, celibate, sanctified, and satisfied. I love it. I just can't. I can't wait, even though I'm happily married and I don't have to be celibate. But I want to talk when I go to Central High School. I'll be going there next year. I'm going to Weequay High School. I'm going to Shabazz. And I got to talk to those young ladies. I need this topic. How can I talk to them without the information that you're going to be pouring out on Saturday?
Definitely. And also, as it relates to the topic today, emotional intelligence, that's a great topic because I remember being trained in that in the bank. So I'm looking forward to purchasing, getting that book by that author because I remember some of the steps, but not all of it, but emotional intelligence, those five key areas, I remember if you really, really enhance yourself in those areas, you'll see how much you can grow.
Mm. The growth, oh, my God, is self-awareness, self-regulation, that's managing our emotions, motivation.
Yes.
Empathy.
Empathy is important.
Critical. Some people confuse it with sympathy, but now we got to get the breakdown and the understanding of empathy.
Empathy and goes back to what you said the other day, seek first to understand, then to be understood. So.
Yes, yes. Then that's social skills. Getting our because everybody's out here on Facebook and MySpace and Twitter doing all this social stuff, and a lot of them, the social skills aren't right. We got to get this right, and I'm going to be talking about that a little bit this weekend because there are topics that are similar to this in my book, Release Your Power. And so, like I said, chapter 2 is on self-awareness. And then the last chapter is dealing with continuous improvement. And so that's all of that wrapped up, and we talk about change. And so I'm telling you, 2011, we got work to do. We got businesses to start and to run or to grow or to expand. We have ministries to launch. There are people literally dying in the streets, maybe not a physical death. But if we ever open our eyes and see the spiritual death that is around. Yes. We got work to do. Work to do. Just even imagine going into the prisons. How about this? Just imagine. And it's happening, but we're going to make it happen on a greater scale. Going into the prisons and the halfway houses and stuff on our time off, on our downtime. This is our volunteer work. Going into these places and teaching these things. My God, teaching these to individuals who need it the most. Going into the churches teaching it. We need this in the church. You know, when I think about some people wonder, Tina, about all the time that I spend doing all these different things. But that's only people that wonder that are the people who didn't know me before. Ever since I was about 15, I clocked so many hours into the streets doing nothing. And then when I got of age, as soon as I got of age, and even a little bit before, I clocked so much time in the bars. And in Cincinnati, I knew every bar, where it was, what time to go, how long to be there, throughout the whole city of Cincinnati. I was at all of them. And I put major hours in. And then even when I came to New Jersey, though, my life had started to change, and God was calling me a different direction. But then I even got here and found out where every bar was. So let me tell you, listen, all the major ones anyway. Hey, so I'm not out of character by doing a lot of things. It's just that I've switched lanes, so to speak. You know. Yes. So there's work. there's so much work. Well, we thank you for your comments, and definitely you can get his book. His, right, you got his name, Daniel Goldman, G-O-L-E-M-A-N. Yes, M-A-N. Mm-hmm. Daniel, G-O-L-E-M-A-N. You get his book. You probably can even go online and get the e-book by now. A lot of authors have turned their books into e-books. Again, if there's any comment or question, anybody else, we still have a few minutes left to the show. It is Friday. Oh, let me tell you about next week. Oh, don't let me forget. Next week, starting on Monday. Next week going to be awesome, y'all. Awesome, awesome. Don't miss Monday. Monday, we have a brother, my husband, Drew Williams, sales expert for 30 years, coming on to give us sales tips to help grow our businesses and the companies that we work for, the companies that we own, but also is going to help you in your personal life, because as we know, we are all basically a commodity of some sort, and we have to sell ourselves wherever we go. If you're going for a job interview or if you're going on a college interview, it doesn't matter. You still have to sell yourself, and the points and tips that he's going to be given are universal. They can be used in almost any sales category and sales area. So that's Monday. So tell all the people that you know that's struggling to get their sales up, and they don't understand customer relations. They don't understand, and I'm not just talking about customer service because that's a great. But no, this is customer relations. How do you build a relationship and also client relations? He's going to be talking about how to get clients, how to get customers. He knows how to do it. He's been doing it for 30 years. He's going to be talking about that. He's been very successful. And then on Tuesday, we have an attorney coming on, Ms. Carmen Booker. Ms. Carmen Booker is going to be coming on talking about some business, some things you need to do. She's only going to be on for a short time, so make sure you come on early. But I think I have her coming on at 7:30. So if you're not able to get on the show to 7:30, you won't miss her. But she's going to come on, and she's going to talk about a lot of things that we need to get our businesses in order and get them in line. And she's also a believer. She loves God. She also has several books out as well. So she, and several other things that she does. She runs a group for domestic violence women. She has a lot going on. And then, of course, Wednesday, I'm going to be back with Coach Versie Walker. And we all know what a treat that is going to be. So it's just going to be awesome. Well, the weekend is power packed. And don't forget that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone for tuning in. Thank you, Tina, for your comments and what you've shared with us about your message on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. Don't forget, if you want to register for the retreat, you can just call 888-714-7776. You can pay at the door. But I want people to come regardless. If you have someone and you know someone that really, 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 really wants to be there and they do not have the money, they have to come anyway, because we're not letting finances hold us back. Finances cannot hold you back from the destiny that God has. God would never allow that. He would never allow that. If you're somebody who you just really wanted to go, you were just dying to go, you don't have the money? No, you got to come anyway, because your destiny is calling you. And so that's just how we like to do things. So we like to be a blessing where we can, because God has blessed us with so many and so much. He's blessed us with so many wonderful people and so much. So that's all we have time for today. Oh, we love you. Thank you. Bless God for you. Go out and have a great and powerful day. Live your dream. Go for the goal. Don't let anything stop you. If you're afraid to ask for something that you want, and just give me a call. I'll walk you through it. I'll talk you through it. You can put a little and be right there talking to your manager, and I'll be right there coaching you all along, asking for that raise, asking for that promotion. Think about it like this. What's the worst they can say is no. And if you don't ask, the answer is already no. So you already heard that. So you won't be hearing anything you didn't hear if they say no. And they probably will say yes, because you probably will shock them by asking. And when people are shocked, they often do what they didn't know they would do. And remember, God controls people's hearts. So do it anyway. Have a great day, wonderful day. We'll see you back on Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.